All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, if you're feeling sluggish, drained, or just not quite at your best lately, chances are your sleep is playing a bigger role than you think. We live in a world that glorifies hustle, the always-on mentality, sacrificing sleep for that extra hour of work. Scrolling through social media before bed, it's a constant battle against those cozy dreams. But listen up, because quality sleep isn't just about feeling rested. It's the foundation for everything from your physical health to your mental well-being. Think of it like this. Sleep is your brain's nightly recharge. It's when your body repairs itself, consolidates memories, and prepares you to conquer the day ahead. Ever feel like you can barely focus, your creativity is taking a nap, or even that your mood is a roller coaster? It might be screaming at you, "Hey, I need some shut-eye." So, how do we actually become sleep superstars? Let's dive into five key takeaways to level up your sleep hygiene. Number one, create a consistent sleep schedule. You know that feeling when you jet across time zones and your body is completely out of whack? That's exactly what happens when you go to bed and wake up at different times each day, aim for the same bedtime and wake-up time even on weekends. This helps regulate your internal clock, making those sweet dreams come easier. Number two, make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary. It's not just about the temperature. Think ambiance, lighting, and distractions. Ditch the TV and laptop in the bedroom. That blue light messes with your melatonin production, the hormone that tells you it's time to snooze. Opt for calming colors, invest in blackout curtains if needed, and consider white noise or nature sounds to drown out any disruptive noises. Number three, wind down ritual is your new best friend. Think of this as a signal to your brain that it's time to relax. A warm bath, reading a book, not on a screen, gentle stretching, meditation, these are all fantastic ways to ease into sleep mode. Avoid caffeine and alcohol before bed, as they can disrupt your sleep cycle later on. Number four, exercise regularly, but not too close to bedtime. Get that heart pumping during the day. Exercise helps improve sleep quality, but try to finish your workout at least a few hours before bedtime to avoid feeling too energized. And lastly, number five, listen to your body's cues. If you're tired, go to bed. Don't force yourself to stay awake just because you should. It's better to get those extra Z's than sacrifice quality sleep. Remember that time when you were absolutely exhausted? You dragged yourself through the day, and everything felt like an uphill battle. Yeah, it was rough, right? But imagine if instead you woke up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle anything. That's the power of good sleep. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered executive who was constantly pulling all-nighters, fueled by caffeine and sheer willpower. She felt like she was running on fumes, her concentration was shot, and even her mood was as unpredictable as the stock market. But then, she started making small changes, and she set a consistent sleep schedule, made her bedroom a haven of peace, and incorporated relaxing rituals before bed. You know what happened. Sarah's productivity skyrocketed. She felt more focused, less stressed, and even had the energy to pursue hobbies outside work. See? It's not just about getting enough hours. It's about prioritizing quality sleep. So, remember these key takeaways. Consistency is king. Your bedroom should be a sleep sanctuary. Wind-down rituals are essential. Exercise can boost sleep quality, and listen to your body's cues. Now, I want you to go out there and make sleep a priority. It's an investment in your well-being, your productivity, and ultimately, your happiness. Share this episode with someone who needs a good night's rest. leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using Dopamine Reset. Until next time, keep resetting those dopamine levels and getting that sweet, sweet sleep.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.